I've been joined by Andy McCafferty, who's one of the coaches for Monyfaith Ladies Football Club. Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Derek.
We're just about to start the coaching this beautiful Tuesday night, and I understand you're coaching the under-15s this year.
That's correct, Derek. Under-15s this year are a young side, mm-hmm. doing particularly well, I think, in their age group. There's a couple of really strong teams in their group. Undefeated, aside from two matches against Forfar this season. Forfar's a very strong outfit, all age 15. Some of our younger girls are 12 and 13 mm-hmm. years old. We had an 11-year-old playing on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Held their own very well, competing really well, and developing superbly as a football side. Their passing and movement has been a joy to watch in the first part of this season.
And I've been coming here for a couple of years now with my daughter, who started when she was 8, and you were coaching under-11s then.
Correct.
You've got a lot of passion for this, and you get really involved in it. What are you getting out of this?
First and foremost, my daughter started to play when she was 7 years old, and she came down and Graham was running the club.
Graham Mearns?
It was Graham Mearns, and there was a great set-up here. It was a great team sort of spirit and a real family sort of spirit, so there was a lot more than the football going on. There was the fundraisers and the social scene, but fundamentally once Erin started to kick a ball, which was rudimentary stuff, she's never looked back. She's loved it. Her pals have came. I then get roped in to start looking at just helping out on the coaching side. It's mm-hmm. bodies more than anything else, but since then I've got a real passion for doing it.
And did you play football yourself?
Played a bit myself when I was younger, not any particularly brilliant level, but yeah, enjoyed playing, gave it mm-hmm. up as soon as Erin was born. Family commitments.
But, okay. Did you have to go through any coaching badges or certificates to be a coach with Monyfaith?
I think the good thing about Monyfaith is they start from the bottom up and they do it correctly, which is, first and foremost, get on a couple of coaching courses. Nobody's going to be a UEFA Pro licensed coach, but get a couple of coaching badges mm-hmm. to get you moved on, to get into that process. All the disclosure checks so that you can work with kids mm-hmm. and some basic first aid and safety stuff, so which is really important. But fundamentally, right up to under-15s, where it starts to get a bit more competitive, mm-hmm. Monyfaith's about a fun club. It's a fun environment to learn football. Of course, it gets competitive when the girls get to a certain age and stage. But up until about under-13s, it's quite something, a fun game. The scores are reasonably irrelevant. Some of the parents get a wee bit upset with us, but it's reasonably irrelevant up to under-15s. When it starts to get more competitive, which is a fantastic learning environment, especially for the younger ones.
And you can see there's more and more girls turning up for this evening, so I better let you get yourself prepared for this evening's training.
That, Derek. Yep.
Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.